Welcome to Arizona Boomer Radio with the Boomer and the Babe. Arizona Boomer Radio gives voice to 1.4 million boomers throughout the Grand Canyon State and beyond. Each show has a different guest and a different topic. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now here are the hosts of the show, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And indeed, it is the Boomer and the Babe show on Arizona Boomer Radio. It is Friday, July 27th, 2012, and we're broadcasting from our studios in Sun City, Arizona. I'm Pete Peters. Deborah is still, as we say in the biz, on assignment, so she won't be with us today, but I do have a lovely lady who's going to be our guest today, so we're going to, when I introduce her, we're going to introduce her as the guest babe. I've already cleared that with her, so it's going to be okay. And we would invite you also to look at boomerandthebabe.com and see everything else that Boomer and the Babe Incorporated is involved in with our multifaceted multimedia marketing company. We do more than just this radio show, of course. And you'll hear more about that in one of the announcements that we have coming up later. And I'm Pete Peters. As I said, we don't have Deborah Brown with us today, but my guest and my guest co-host today will be Andy Lyons. And is Andy Lyons. Andy Lyons is a founder and CEO of BringBackDesire.com. Welcome to the Boomer the Babe Show, Andy.
Wow, Pete, I can't believe I get to be the babe today. I am so excited.
Get to be the guest babe, absolutely, I tell you.
And so, I'm thrilled to be here, of course, chatting about my generation and with my generation.
There you go.
With you.
Yes, it is going to be interesting. It always is here on the Boomer the Babe Show. To get things going, and in honor of the fact that Deborah's not here, we still do this anyhow, what she asks you for, if she were to be here, would be maybe your 2 or 3 minute movie about who you are, how you got started in this business, what is your history prior to what you're doing. Tell us anything you want to tell us about yourself. If you have a nefarious past and you care to divulge it here, that's welcome as well.
Oh, I definitely have a nefarious past. I've had some great times in my life. But I am a serial entrepreneur, and I can say that with all seriousness because I did have a granola manufacturing business for 4 years.
Wow.
But I am a dyed-in-the-wool entrepreneur. I'm practically, definitely, in fact, unemployable. But I have a great background in business, and I love, you know, networking and communicating with people and sharing new ideas. I have been happily married to my darling man for almost 25 years. We've been together 27 years, and I have been enjoying life and keeping balance in my life, which I don't believe is a myth, with my wonderful husband and two beautiful boys who are teens. We were talking about that earlier, being in the sandwich generation, because I do have parents who are in their early 90s and late 80s. So, you know, that's an interesting challenge that many of us in our generation deal with. But what I'm doing right now is I am sharing tips, tools, and resources with women who want more intimacy, sensuality, and sexual excitement in their lives. Because from my own challenge of being with my darling man for 26 years through very difficult times, whether it was conceiving past the age of 35 to being too touched up by toddlers and financial upheavals and, oh well, peri and menopause. Many women understand that. It was really important for me to stay connected, deeply connected in my marriage. And so I went out looking around for resources that would keep us together. And now here I am sharing it with others. And I like to think that I share all this, usually, you know, topics that you don't talk about in polite company, in a Betty White, wink and a nod, Irma Bombeck kitchen style, table style conversation. You know, keeping it very clean but informative and helpful for folks.
When you first decided that you were going to get this project underway, your website, BringBackDesire.com, What kind of trepidations did you face, if any, about doing this type of work?
Well, initially, I was hesitant, and I sat with it for 2 years. I actually entered a business plan competition at where I went to graduate school just to sort of get my marketing plan and ideas pulled together, and I came in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. And I had to go present to a bunch of suits in downtown Boston, which I had done before, but never talking about SEX.
Right.
And I was so so afraid by the time I was done making that presentation. I just said, I've got to put this on the shelf for a while. And then I started seeing the conversations taking place on the cover of the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, on Dr. Oz. And I said, okay, I need to bring this back out. It's a hot topic. But even then, Pete, here I am in puritanical Boston. This is not like a swinging place to be talking about passion and intimacy and deepening connection. And then there's the neighbors. So I did have some trepidation, and at first I wasn't willing to put my name to the business. But really, you know, any business, you know, you have your voice, you have who you are, you have what you're bringing to the table. So I said, I've got to be me, and I've got to do this as Andy Lyons, Chief Passion Curator of BringBackDesire.com.
Hey, I've got to be me. That I bet you could write a song about that, couldn't you, with that title? We have had the very good fortune of having hooked up with several publishing houses, one of them in particular out of the Northern California area called Cleus Press.
Yes.
And they, are you familiar with them?
I'm very familiar with them.
Well, we've had a good number of their authors, and we've had several discussions of erotica and erotic writing and so on and so forth on our show. And I noticed on your website you'd made reference to it in some of your press release information, your press kit information.
Right, right.
So I thought I'd just kind of touch base with you on that also, as far as what do you think that can or does contribute what you're trying to accomplish.
It's the cornerstone, the foundation and cornerstone of my business, and here's why. 20 years ago, when I started to conceive past the age of 35, you had to make love when you were ovulating, and I just didn't want it to become a scientific experiment. I still wanted passion and fulfillment. And so I loved romance novels, but I didn't have hours to get to the good stuff in a romance novel. So I delved into checking out erotica, and erotica that was written by women for women, and became a curator because I found that it quickly got sex on the brain for women. And all the top doctors talk about this, from Laura Berman to Dr. Oz. You know, they all say it's a great way for women because we're aroused by how we feel. And so that is really how I got started with Bring Back Desire. I call it bibliotherapy, a fancy name, of course, for reading really well-written romantic erotica. I happen to like the kind that has a happy ending because I'm a diehard romance gal. So the stories on BringBackDesire.com are primarily those type of stories. There's, you know, all sorts of shenanigans going on, but in the end, it's all about the relationship. So I find, too, that really well-written erotica becomes almost an information-gathering experience for people who are wondering what does tune them in and turn them on. You know, women especially are not taught how to find out what works, what tricks there are, and what different systems you can use. And these authors do a tremendous job informing us of whether it's fantasy or reality, things that we can do and add to our menu. And so I just became a huge fan. And you keep hearing me say, Pete, well-written. You know, that's got to be key. We're too sophisticated a generation to just take any kind of writing. You know, I can't be reading juvenile writing. It has to be, you know, engaged and stimulating and tension filled, both emotional as well as physical.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch base on a couple of authors that we've had on the show. One of them, it's not directly involved with what you're doing, but she's a lady that has, and I don't have it, I have the book, and I'm looking for it as we speak, but the title of the book was Widows Wear Stilettos.
Ooh.
And she was, her story was with regard to the fact that her husband passed at a very young age, and she was still very vibrant.
Sure.
And she wanted to be known as somebody that, you know, although she now has another life, she's gone on, and she's a widow, but, you know, she still maintains her vivaciousness and her sexuality and so on and so forth. So we had her, and I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. And then we had the another one, The Power of Wow, and I believe she's a Cleus Press.
Wow.
And she's very. It was a very good conversation we had with her. We've had several others along the way too, that I don't have at my fingertips. If I'd have known this was going to go this way, but Cleus Press has got some very good writers.
Oh, they do. They have phenomenal writers, and contributing and really helping women expand their horizons and understand that this is still an important part of our lives. What happens for women, Pete, is that our brains function as wonderful multitaskers. And so it's hard for us to, you know, shift into not thinking about everything we have going on, everything that's on our plate. Whereas, you know, men tend to be very single focused. And so once you shift them into the idea of having an intimate moment, they are there 100% present. But women, it takes more. It takes a commitment for us to get in the mood and get going. And what they've learned over the years is that it's one thing to be aroused. I mean, there's a lot of things that can turn a gal on during the day, but it actually takes desire for her to want to take it to the next step.
Oh, there's that.
It's like, I know. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't have the time, or I'm too tired. It's usually, you know, they fall into bed and sleep is calling them, not sex.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tell a lot of women that sexy is a state of mind, not a state of body. So
that's what some of these authors that I've had on the show were indicating as well.
Yeah.
That it has to do with your state of mind. It has to do with the way, with your thought process. In other words, there's nothing wrong with getting dialed up and looking hot, you know, that's a state of mind, and that puts you in a different mindset just, you know, frumping around, so to speak.
Exactly. And I talk about that when I encourage women to tap into a very important part of the feminine nature, which is the temptress. We have really nailed the mother, the professional gal, the volunteer, etc. But sometimes it's, you know, not encouraged, of course, for us to pull our temptress up and out and give her some love and acknowledgement. And so I talk a lot about that, because it does take a little bit of a process, just kind of like the same thing with getting down to the gym. You got to have a little self-talk.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into some of the tips about how to do that, but before we go there, talk to me a little bit, if you would, about what the role of the man is in this thing. Because everybody, no, I shouldn't say everybody, that's not right, because not everybody, but many people, many women say, oh, all he wants to do is get it on, get it off, and get to bed. he doesn't want to do anything else, you know. As long as he's happy, I guess he thinks that I must be happy too.
Oh.
Can you address that a little bit?
Well, that's very interesting on the men. You know, the thing is that usually in the household, you know, with the woman running a lot of things, we have stepped on the masculine nature, and sometimes we own too much of our own masculine nature, and women tend to look to their men to be what we call a hairy version of a woman. And I think the first step is for the woman to really acknowledge and understand who this Y chromosome is in their life, and understand that men are wired to provide. They're wired to give. And even though some may just want a quickie, it's because that's how they've been trained. That's what's been working for years. And I think if you stop and help and get really, really clear, because as you know, men are not into hinting or being subtle. You know, they really want to know exactly what's on our mind. we can say, look, I want this to be a more romantic and rewarding and fulfilling experience. And let's sit down and talk about it. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would definitely get very clear about how you want things to do. And then you have to show up. The woman has to show up too, Pete. She has to show up ready to be tuned in and turned on, because there's really nothing sexier than two people who are really turned on by each other. But you have to get there. And as we age, it does take a lot longer. You need to set the tone, and you need to go into the foreplay aspect of it all.
There's this thing that I've heard from time to time. I said, I made one mistake. I asked her what she thought.
Well, that's because men don't like stories.
Well, I know.
They want you to cut to the chase.
I know, and believe me, I know. I represent well.
I say, too, that men are literal creatures, Pete, because when a man says he's going to bed, and I know the women listeners can really relate to this, the man gets up and they go to bed. When the woman says she's going to bed, she stops, maybe does some dishes, folds laundry, pays some bills, does, 20 different steps. So by the time she gets to bed, the guy's asleep because, he's had to wait too long.
Well, this is a true story, and I'm not telling tales out of school, because it's something that we know in our family. And that it's years ago, before I met Deborah, I was a single dad, in the sense that my daughter stayed with me after a divorce. And so, of course, here's a man trying to raise a young woman, a girl, and she would go in to take her shower. And I would be waiting and waiting, and I'd wait through one half-hour show and another half-hour show, and finally I'd knock on the door, and I said, "Are you okay in there?" And she says, "Daddy," she says, "I have two more things to do." And I was sitting there, and I'm saying, this is an 11-year-old child. What things could she possibly be doing in there? And I didn't ask, and I didn't look, and I just went, okay.
That's so cute, and it's so true.
It is. And that's your story of stopping here to do this and do that and do this and do that on the way to the bedroom is what brought that
up.
But
well,
I had two more things to do.
I love that. I love that. And while we're on the topic of, the gentle care and feeding of our Y chromosomes, if I might just remind women too, that men really love to be appreciated. Women love to be understood. But men thrive on praise. So it's so important. I know it sounds simple, kind of like that dog handbook that you might have. But it's
care and
true.
Feeding of.
It's the, it's the honey, I love it when you, sweetheart, it feels so wonderful when you, and definitely thank you. And I think this appreciation will really enhance anybody's bedroom experience if they've been feeling that they've been getting the, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am treatment a little too much.
Mm-hmm. Sent some ideas over the things that we might be able to talk about, and I'm not bashful about saying that on the air. And one of the things you said indicated is a question: has foreplay turned into chore play?
I know.
How
many people can relate to that? Raise your hands.
Exactly. There you go. Aren't you ready? Aren't you ready yet?
Well, it's what Dr. Oz surveyed, thousands of Americans. 70% of us wanted to improve our sex life. And I have to tell you, how to turn that bore play back into foreplay is really, really key. And I think one of the most important things is if you start your day over breakfast, et cetera, and you're going off to your respective places of employment, or into another room in the home.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely like to start the day off with, first of all, making a commitment, making a time in which you're going to set aside for intimacy. Even if you still have kids at home, they need to learn how to honor your alone time. So you schedule the time, and I'm telling you, that's when the foreplay starts, because you know Monday night, and it's really fun to do it during the week, or Thursday night at such and such a time, you're taking 2 hours out, and this is all you're doing. So first you set the time, and then when you kiss each other goodbye, I really recommend trying this fabulous technique where you spend at least 10 seconds in a kiss. And you'd think, what, that's 2 seconds? Yeah, that's not very long. Trust me, when you start, this is your homework assignment, everybody. When you start, you will see what I'm talking about. Things start to shift and happen. Then everybody's got the cell phones, everybody's texting. You can send wonderful little text messages out. And of course, at bringbackdesire.com, I have suggestions for text messages because men need to hear things differently than women. But you share a little bit of little messages to each other, and it starts it just starts things sizzling a lot. And then when you're getting closer to the date that you've scheduled, women, I highly recommend putting on some romantic music, start getting into the mood, because it does take us a little longer. Take a hot, steamy shower, rub wonderful lotion all over your body, start to thank your body, love your body, and I will tell you right now, gals, men do not look at our bodies the way we do. They're not going to care about dimpled thighs and flabby butts. They really just want your thighs wrapped around them. They like to see that beautiful turned-on light in your eyes. So I just highly recommend understanding that our judgments over our bodies and needing the lights out really are not necessary, and to be really gentle and loving with yourself. I also recommend, as part of the foreplay, starting to share your fantasies with your partner. And half the population of American women are not sharing their fantasies. And there's a lot of fun things that you can do that are healthy and liven things up in the foreplay. And I talk more about that in detail at bringbackdesire.com. But it's sharing fantasies is just a creative, fun, playful time in the bedroom. And it doesn't mean acting them out in real life, my goodness. It means that, you're saying, oh, that turns me on, that situation sounds very exciting, etc. And then, you start getting into each other. It's really, really awesome. I also really love, Pete, bringing on for the gals the sexy lingerie. And I'm talking about good European lacy bows and fun things like that. And it just states, this is it. This is our time for sensual pleasure. We're going to have some wonderful, loving, connecting moments here, as well as bringing out something that a lot of couples really enjoy, which is a lustful, loving time together. Again, it's time to know, where your erogenous zones are. And I'm just laughing because I always say to women, you know where the parking zones are. You got to know where your erogenous zones are, too. And find out with your partner, what parts of the body you love to have stroked. So here we go. Foreplay becomes a time for exploration, a time for tuning in and turning on. And, of course, the bibliotherapy I mentioned earlier is very good for enhancing talking, reading out loud. If you're really shy, which is so understandable, point to paragraphs or lines in a story and say, that works for me. And, I'm not talking too much about the men here, of course, but men are usually, ready to go along. It depends, of course, medication and other circumstances, but men are usually ready to go along and have a fun time and be willing partners as long as women are coming from a place of appreciation. And then finally, the state of mind, you're working on the G-spot between your ears. So here, it takes, just like getting on that elliptical for a really long workout, it takes making that step, getting there. But I'm telling you, I guarantee that once you start going with really good, healthy, fun, sexy, lusty foreplay, you are going to find that you are in the mood. And then when everything is said and done, you're going to be going, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner?
Well, I have this vision of men that are hearing you say this are thinking, man, that's a lot of flipping work. I think the male mentality is, you know, that they just aren't up to it, into it, don't want to deal with it, you know. And how do you counter that, or what do you do with?
Well, I think if you know what happens too in relationships is that sometimes the desire is off. So one person ends up feeling like they're being hunted, and another person ends up feeling burdened because they're the one who would like to be having more sex. And so, first of all, that's a discussion you just have to have as a couple, and how you want to reconcile that. For the guys, I would recommend the women start being sexier in their own place, in their own space, in their own mind. And what I mean by that is, many times you can be walking down the hallway in just a beat up old t-shirt, but if you've got a swish in your tail and you're feeling sexy and thriving and alive, the guy is going to pick up on that. But I want to address that whole part about the extra work. You know, when you're putting off having sex for several days because you're doing the whole foreplay, Pete, I don't know. I would think that when you got to the bedroom, you might be willing to spend a little more time. Although, everybody, you may have seen the trailers for Hope Springs, which is Meryl Streep's new movie.
Yes.
And, you know, Tommy Lee
Jones. The trailers are funny. I haven't seen the movie, but the trailers are hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the movie isn't due out for a few more weeks, but Tommy Lee Jones, that's him. When Steve Cottrell tells the two of them that they have to go, the first step to getting sort of reunited sexually together as a couple who's been married 31 years, they have one exercise is they have to lie in bed and hold each other for an hour. And Tommy Lee Jones is just not into it at all. He is so funny. But in the end, you know, they just can't wait to get to it. So.
Oh, I love that line when he says to her, he says, maybe we should just leave now.
Exactly. So I honor that. And also I understand, you know, if you as a man are suffering from side effects from medication or concerned about a heart condition, you know, there's certain activities you just don't dare do, but you can still pleasure your wife. And I, you know, of course, this is probably a nice PG-rated radio show, so I'm not going to go into those details, but you can find them on bringbackdesire.com.
Sure.
But, you know, there's ways that you can keep that passion going. And same, you know, with the gals, you know, be understanding and loving of that situation, but also bring in the tools, the techniques, et cetera, so that you two can stay connected.
One of the things you've mentioned here is turn your bedroom into a romantic getaway. Why don't you explain what you mean by that?
Well, I don't know about anybody else. You know, we have
As far as I'm concerned, it's the man cave with the TV and and the beer in the mini fridge. But you know, that's probably not what you're thinking about.
Well, you know, and that can all be fixed in just a few minutes.
Yes. It can suddenly become something else. Yeah, the room could change.
It can be, because often we think we have to go to some resort, and you really don't. And the first thing I do, because, of course, we women are the ones who will be doing the decorating, is I love to take a beautiful shawl. It may have to be a super large one to get over that TV flat screen, but I cover that baby up. And then I make sure all phones and PDAs are turned off and stowed away elsewhere. Then I love lighting candles. And there are several types. There's a nice scented candles, but there are also these wonderful candles that you light and they melt into massage oil. And they come with this beautiful sable brush. So that's a wonderful technique couples can do, is using the sable brush and the hot oil massage to stroke on their bodies. Very, very effective. Also, if body image is a concern, there are these wonderful pink and red light bulbs out there. You can go to the party store and get them. Everybody looks good in that light. So you can switch out a few bulbs if you want. romantic music works every time. Put it on and let it just fill the room. I also like to, if you have that mini fridge, wonderful, bring in beverages and food because you're going to be there for a while. And feed each other, you know, while you're reading, you know, have some nice libation. And now you have a room that is set and the tone is ready to go. Those boomers who actually may still have kids at home, you know, lock the door. And if you're like me, put a chair under the doorknob, too, for complete privacy. But now your room, you can bring fresh flowers in, but the room is a bona fide passion palace and ready for action.
What do you do when your kids are out there banging on that door that has a chair underneath it and say, Mommy, Mommy?
Well, hopefully they're not, yeah. You've got to set the tone. Kids really actually love knowing that their parents are cherishing each other. They really, really do. And it's very healthy for them. And so, of course, you can't leave toddlers alone. So you've got to call in the grandparents or neighbors or babysitters, whatever. But as they get older, they can go in front of a nice long movie and you can say, Mommy and Daddy need quiet time. Just the do not disturb sign is up. So unless someone's bleeding, you have to give us this time. And, of course, putting kids to bed early is, hello.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with putting them to bed at 7:30.
There's always that. So, you know, give them some cough medicine, whether they need it or not.
A little Benadryl. Exactly.
This is bad. It's really interesting when you start talking about these relationships between men and women, how so many of them can so easily get off track, I guess, is the right way to say it. And they themselves possibly can't repair it. And they need to look elsewhere. If they want to repair it, they need maybe they need to have some guidance from some other places. What kind of thoughts do you have on that?
Oh, I have so many thoughts on that, Pete, because my husband and I, you know, we've lost babies, we've lost businesses, we've lost all our money, we've lost parents. We've been through some very difficult times in the 27 years we've known each other. And you don't go through that without harboring resentment, anger, and other feelings that need to be healed. And, of course, forgiveness is always a bold choice for anybody having a peaceful heart. But a lot of times we just can't get there on our own as couples. So there's lots and lots of resources out there. At BringBackDesire.com, I have a section called Loveologists. And I have great people there like Gina Paris. I have actual doctors who work in the area physically as well. And I have someone like Cherie Valentine, who is so, so helpful on helping repair the damage that can be caused over just tough things happening. But please, please, please reach out and get help, because the reason you fell in love is still there. And if for some reason you have reached a point where it is irreconcilable and irreparable, you don't want to be making the same mistake with the next person. So even if that's the outcome, talking to someone who can help you either repair and find the magic again in your marriage, or help you understand why it's not working and heal that part of your nature so that you don't go and repeat it in a second marriage.
Let's talk about that. Second time around, third time around, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, I'd like to play a couple of announcements here. Then we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Boomer the Babe are the publishers of Boomer Series books. Our authors have their own shows on the Boomer the Babe Network. We encourage you to listen. Ron Naraki, author of the forthcoming book, The 10 Commandments of Investing, is the host of Wealth DNA, a financial show about real estate investment. Learn how to build and manage your portfolio. Ron hosts the show, and he always has good information to pass along, as do his guests. Listen to Wealth DNA on the second and fourth Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Arizona time. Tom Ligering's another Boomer Series author. His book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, is the basis of the show he does with his broadcast partner, Dr. Terry Munther. Listen to Success or Failure with Tom and Terry on the fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m. Arizona time. Learn how you can maximize your performance in business and in life. The methods you employ can either help or hinder. The choice is yours. The Boomer and the Babe are proud to be affiliated with Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free. Valley View is now serving Phoenix from their new 36,000 square foot location at West Peoria and 107th Avenue in Sun City, Arizona. The new location houses the food bank, Feeding Arizona, and the Valley View Thrift Store. Feeding Arizona delivers food to other food banks and food pantries that are in need. If you're looking for a 501c3 to support, go to valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. All donations are welcome, be it food, money, or volunteer hours. No donation is too small. Get a hold of Jesse Ramirez, founder and director, and say, "I want to help." Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free.
And we are back after those couple of announcements, and we were talking and are talking to Andy Lyons, and she is the founder and director and chief cook and bottle washer and head honchette at something called bringbackdesire.com. And we're talking about sensuality and keeping it alive in the bedroom. And I imagine this, if you're keeping it alive in the bedroom, you're keeping it alive everywhere else. Is that accurate?
I would say that's absolutely accurate, because you're healthier, you're happier, you're thriving, and your passion is alive for other things as well.
We were talking also before we had those announcements about people that are in a second or a third marriage or relationship and the fact that they probably are bringing along some baggage into the current relationship. And how do you find, or have you found, that this can hinder some of the things that you're espousing, because there's just that baggage there and it's like a weight that they're dragging along? What would you suggest in that case?
Absolutely. Again, you have to do the healing. What happens is certain things happen to us in prior relationships. Even though our current partner is just divine in every way, we still have that memory, and it needs to be released and let go and not brought into the new relationship, and definitely not brought into the bedroom. And certain things that were asked of us, or expected, or hurtful things that happened in the past relationships, that it absolutely requires work, whether it's with someone in your spiritual community or with an MD or a doctor or a therapist. It really can hinder a lot, Pete. Even just certain expectations that might have been involved, both, you know, for men and for the women, it can just put such a damper on the experience. And you got to make a conscious effort that when you go into the bedroom together, put all past and even the pesky detail fights that you've had during the day into a box. Because when you're going into the bedroom, it's really about deepening the connection and honoring and cherishing and loving each other. But the things I just always hear and recommend myself is, do the work. You know, you can do it through reading books that are out there about loving yourself, loving your whole self. There are, and letting go of the past relationships. And there are wonderful groups that are going on the internet with people who are trained to help you love your whole self. And anybody can feel free to shoot me an email, and I would be happy to provide them with further details.
I would imagine, you've already alluded to it, but there are certainly things that you don't want to bring into the bedroom with you, especially if you're planning on going in there for some amour.
Yeah.
There's probably also some things that you just you just as soon have cleared up before you go in there, so you can go in there without it weighing on your mind. Does that make any kind of sense at all?
Oh, sure it does, Pete. Absolutely. I think that if there is the niggling little things that have happened, you've got to air them out. Especially if you're still early in your relationship. Put them out on the table. This is what's bothering me. This is what hurts. This is what I'm finding annoying. And at the same time, you have to take a look at yourself and say, well, why is that upsetting me? What is it that has happened to me in the past that's caused this to upset me, et cetera? But that has to, again, it just cannot enter in the bedroom. I'm always telling the story about one of the times when my husband annoyed me in something just so trivial. But, you know, we women, we can hold on to stuff. And rather than getting upset at me, he was really good. He lit the massage oil candle, and I thought, oh, get away, buddy. Not going to happen. And I was drumming my fingers on the nightstand. But, you know, he got out the sable brush and started to stroke my body with the hot oil massage. And it got me out of any resentment and anger and annoyance and back into being with him, not his little sub-personalities that might annoy or drive me crazy, but him, the core, the light, the fabulous man that I fell in love with. And that's what I'm always encouraging couples to do, is to remember, keep going back, look at each other right in the eyes and remembering why you fell in love, and hold on to that and take joy in this new, richer, deeper love that you have so many years later, because love is made each day new like bread, right? And it requires the nurturing and feeding. And so that's why I highly recommend leaving those pesky, trivial, you know, anger stuff outside the door. But also, when you go into the bedroom, there's bedroom etiquette that everybody needs to follow. And I start off with, first, you got to be clean and groomed before you enter the bedroom. And even if it's spontaneous, you can take a few minutes and wash up, because your partner's not going anywhere. I think that's so key. And I think that that gentleman, it's, you know, that the lady's pleasure needs to happen first. I feel very strongly about that, and it doesn't have to happen with intercourse. It can happen in other ways. And I think, ladies, here's my key tip of the day, that to fake orgasms and to work on your laundry list or your grocery list while you're having sex is not right. It cannot be done. You need to understand that pretending to enjoy sex is like sitting down to a beautiful romantic dinner with someone who's watching TV. It's not polite, and it just doesn't work. So
what's that old movie where the woman is in bed and they're supposedly going to enjoy each other, and she's on the phone talking to her mother.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I don't remember what the name of that movie was, but I can remember that scene, and it was hilarious. It was absolutely hilarious.
It's so true.
There's an old saw, and I think it's an old saw anyhow, because I think it was told to me, and I'm sure it was told to my parents, and maybe even theirs, is that you don't go to bed mad.
Right, you don't. And I don't know what you use, Pete, for an actual rule in your relationship or a technique that you use, but gosh, going to bed angry just never works. And again, it's really establishing wonderful communication techniques with your darling that says, look, can we resolve this? Or if not, can we both agree to put it on a box and put it up on a shelf and deal with it in the morning? Can we do that? And definitely, you've got to have a hug and a kiss and a moment of gratitude before you go to bed.
Well, there's another reason for not going to bed mad. Quite frankly and candidly, you don't sleep well when you go to bed and you're PO'd.
That's right.
I mean, forget about not having great sex. You're not going to sleep well either.
You're going to toss and turn, and you're going to be chewing on that bone all night in your dreams.
Exactly.
It's just not good. And I love that you brought that up, though. What do you do, Pete, in that circumstance?
I just sleep in the lazy boy out of the family room.
That's so perfect. I love
it. And I just chill and I watch something on ESPN or ESPN2 or I watch something on HBO, and before you know it, everything's forgotten. I just disappear.
Well, you know, I tell women who say to me, he's ignoring me, he's watching sports and he's ignoring me. I said, no, he can't be ignoring you and watching TV. Men can't do two things at once.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much.
He's watching TV. Just take a, you know, say, honey, I need a minute, and then you will get his attention. Then you're good to go. He's not ignoring you because you are his primary focus.
I wrote a blog here. There's no such thing as multitasking.
And ladies, listen, we're talking about centuries of men going out with their spear and hunting. And they're always about getting to the point because of the spear, whereas we're hunter and we're gatherers as women. So we want to pick up that mushroom and talk about it and, gee, is this poisonous and what do you think and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it's great for us because we can move in and out of emotions and our minds are just made that way. But, you know, men are dumbfounded by this. Well, wait a minute, you were just happy, now you're sad? And now you're happy again? What's the matter with you?
I want to kind of end this conversation with something that I saw on your website, and I think it's interesting and probably very truthful. I believe it. I think I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Men who do housework have more sex.
It's absolutely proven. I just posted a really funny cartoon on the Facebook page yesterday with a guy with an apron on and in front of the sink with dishes, and he's looking over his shoulder and he goes, I know it turns women on. And it's true, and the reason why is because it alleviates our burden, our multitasking burden, definitely, and frees us up to have other thoughts on our mind. And if the guy is helping out with vacuuming and ironing and dishes and, oh my gosh, he's throwing childcare. Trust me. There's a lot of great stuff that's going to happen for the guy.
It's amazing. You know, the adage also is that you go to the park with a dog and you're going to have more acquaintances, and you go to bed, you go to the park with a child. Even if you had to borrow the child, all of a sudden you're going to have all this attention.
It's so true. And so, guys, I always say, roll up your sleeves, get down and dirty, and do some housework.
There you go. Well, Andy, I tell you, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I just want to let you have an opportunity to give us any information that you want with regard to your website, what you do, if you help people over the phone, whatever your your business is. Go ahead and give yourself a shameless self-promotion.
Oh, yay. Well, bringbackdesire.com is very tasteful and very playful. I just want to get that right out, everybody. There are no body parts that are going to poke your eye out when you land. I have beautiful, beautiful illustrations, and I always talk in a very playful manner about the important issues, which is staying connected, because I feel so strongly that long-term committed partners must make the time to turn off the world and focus on each other, because by deepening the intimacy and deepening the love and deepening the erotic connection between the two of you, you get to celebrate so much about life, so much about each other, and you stay illuminated, because over the years we're all changing and growing and evolving, and rather than being professional strategists in the home, I really want you all to become more than that. Be tuned in, turned on, and the resulting love and the joy and the laughter, it does spill out into the rest of your life. So at Bring Back Desire, it's a daily destination for sensual pleasure where you're going to find tips, tools, and resources. I don't work one-on-one with folks, but I have a group of loveologists I highly recommend. I have bedtime stories. These are the wonderful stories, erotic romance stories that I have curated and I recommend for folks to read. And I have them categorized from, you know, the 50 Shades type of who's the boss literature to too hot to handle to more the merrier to out of this world, which is the paranormal. And I also talk about products that really, really help because sometimes nature no longer does what it used to. So you need to bring in help. You, women, you should never, ever suffer from pain from sexual activities. There's plenty of things that can be done to help. And, of course, I have my Desire blog and my famous The Daily Quickie videos. So you go to bringbackdesire.com. You can find all the places to find me. There's a wonderful, wonderful community at our Facebook page, Bring Back Desire, where there's playful conversation and beautiful photos that I share and tongue-in-cheek humor and meaningful, meaningful quotes every day. I think that's about it. And if you do go to the website, I will have an opportunity for you to grab a free copy of 6 sizzling sexy tips so you can have great sex tonight. And if anybody's interested in dipping their toe into erotic literature, I'd be happy to send them a free short story to get them started.
Excellent.
And you can find me, Andy, at bringbackdesire.com.
Well, thank you very much, Andy. It's been a pleasurable time having you on the show. We've had some of these types of discussions before, as I mentioned, with some of the authors of erotica from Clea Press.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how it all interacts, and it's all one supporting the other. And all good information and good advice that you bring to the table, and I appreciate you doing it at the Boomer and the Babe Show on Arizona Boomer Radio.
Well, and I appreciate you being such an evolved man and so easy to chat with about these intimate and often taboo discussions. So thank you.
Well, you know, us guys, we like to talk about sex, even if we don't do it. all right. Well, thanks again for being a guest.
Thank you.
I'm going to be contacting you just in a very short time after the show about some other things that we might be able to put together. So I hope you'll be available for that. And I just want to say goodbye to you now. And thanks again for being a great guest. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Pete. Have a great, great day.
Thanks. You do the same. And this has been our guest conversation today with Ms. Andy Lyons of Bring Back Desire. Andy's got a great website, bringbackdesire.com. And anything you have of interest, be you man or woman, it'll be handled right there on that website and gives you some ideas and some places to take a look at what might be able to help your relationship move on to the next level or even enhance the level that it's already at. So with that, we'll say adieu to Andy Lyons, and we'll have a little information here from the Boomer Inbox coming up right now. We got a bunch of things we can talk to you about there. We'll be right back in a minute. It's time to open the Boomer's Inbox. We pass along tidbits of information that were sent to our inbox and we found interesting. Notes come to us from sources including customers, PR agents, and listeners. If you have something of general interest that you would like to have on air, send it to boomersinbox@gmail.com. That's boomersinbox@gmail.com. We'll try to get it on air based on time available. Boomersinbox@gmail.com. And the tidbits for the Boomers Inbox today come primarily from whofish.org, which gives calendar listings for all 50 states. And these are very small samples that I'm going to give you today of what's in the Arizona site this weekend for things you do this weekend. For instance, in Flagstaff, there's a Flagstaff Barbecue and Brews event. enjoy live music as you sip on a selection of 100-plus craft beers and sample barbecue. So that sounds like a nice, fun thing to do in some cool country if you're in Arizona. In Tucson, where it's also a little cooler there, Garlic Festival at the Triangle Tea Guest Ranch on the 28th and 29th. The Garlic Festival is held last weekend in July. Over 2,500 people attend at this two-day event. Last year, they were very successful. I'm sure it's probably growing. In Sedona, another cooler area to go to in our state, the 8th Annual National Day of the American Cowboy Celebration on 7/28. Cowboy Parade, gunfights, live performances, Western music, Western arts, and Western trades and crafts demonstrations are also available, as well as the Spirit of the West Outfit Contest. And in Sholo, Sholo's Itty Bitty Olympics of 2012 is on 7/28. Your youngster can now take part in the friendliest pint-sized competition in the White Mountains, as they say, at the Itty Bitty Olympics on Saturday, July 28th at the Senior Field at Sholo City Park. So enjoy those events, and there's many more also, again, listed at whofish.org, and we hope that you can partake in those and have an enjoyable Arizona weekend as we go through the rest of this day and 2 days off, hopefully, for everybody. And then we'll be back next week with the Boomer and the Babe, the Boomer and the Babe show on Arizona Boomer Radio. We have a full day of, a full week, I'm sorry, of programming. We have something for every day already scheduled on the books. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe and see exactly who's coming up for the next week. Pick the one you want, and hopefully you'll choose them all. So with that, we're going to say goodbye. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we hope to hear from you and have you listening again next week, and send all of your information and special projects you might be involved in or know of to boomersinbox@gmail.com. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Arizona Boomer Radio with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Arizona Boomer Radio is produced by the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated and can be heard Monday through Friday. You can sign up for their online magazine at boomerandthebabe.com. To reach the Boomer and the Babe, email host@boomerandthebabe.com or friend them on facebook.com/boomerandbabe. And on Blog Talk, you can friend them at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. Follow their tweets at twitter.com/boomerandbabe. Be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. And remember, at 50, you're just getting started.